addressing the media following a meeting with mine rescue experts, community leaders, government officials, police and army representatives, Police Minister Senzo Mchunu said he expects the rescue operation to start within 7 days.
We've got to mind and focus with undivided attention on how many people are we able to take out per day. That is what is critical. Then we'll look at this. We will then start counting how many people were there after we've rescued all of them.
The Northwest Province member of the Executive Council, Wessels Mureng, has been tasked to lead the rescue team. He says rescue experts are expected to urgently visit the mine to rescue the illegal miners.
We don't even have a second to waste. What is important is for us to restore the people's life. What matters to us is the life of the people that are there underground, because we also want to demystify this narrative that has been spread all over that we are not a caring government and we don't care for people's life.
The thought of having their relatives brought on the surface has excited relatives. Lena Minazea, a Zimbabwe national, has two of her sons underground.
I want to hear just like he's there or he's gone. Because now everyone, they said, no people inside. Yeah, he's died. I don't know he's died or he's there. I don't know. I want to see.
Johannes Nkankase, a community leader who led the call to rescue the miners, has welcomed the government's latest move.
Ours is very simple. Let's save those lives. Let's remove those cops. Let the families bury their own people. Police arrest those who you see as criminals.
Police spokesperson Atlenda Mate told VOA that the illegal miners were not prevented from resurfacing. She said police stopped food and water from reaching the miners as a way of encouraging them to resurface.
We are standing static at all these entry and exit points. There is no blockages at all. We are standing static to prevent these illegal miners from going down there to continue with the illegal mining operations. But we're also standing there to prevent food and water from going down there, as well as the necessary necessities, as a way of forcing them to resurface.
The government claims illegal mining is very rampant in 7 provinces of South Africa, costing the country millions of dollars. So far, over 1,000 illegal miners have been arrested from surrounding mines in the northwest, most of them nationals of neighboring countries. Thuso Khumalo, VOA News, Johannesburg.